Nadia, when I talked to you 4 years ago in Athens, you were married, but you had no children. And so now you have two. So a lot has happened to you in these 4 years. Why don't we start though with where and when you were born?
I was born in Athens in 1979, so that makes me 41.
And what month? Because I'm interested in your astrological sign.
Hi, July, I'm a Cancer.
And do you feel like a sensitive, homebody, caring, emotional person?
Well, yes, but it also depends sometimes, Yes, but overall, yes, I think that I have these characteristics.
And what about your education and work history? What did you study and what kind of work do you do?
I have a bachelor's degree in interior design, and I worked as an interior designer for several years. I've been working since very young. And then I kind of moved towards event planning that was kind of linked with the design. So I was, design, decorating events and planning them. And then at some point, the economical crisis came in Greece. So from 1 year to the other, I lost both my day job and my freelancing clients because the shops started closing down. I didn't have any more windows to decorate, no more, weddings where people would, spend money in the planning. So I found myself from being overworked to no work in less than a year. I was unemployed for a while, but because I cannot sit for long, I decided to try starting something new, something that I had in my mind for many years, but I never had time to really, put it together. And this was the touristic business I'm now at,
And
which
what's
is
the name of the business and what's the website, just in case people are curious if they come to Athens?
the websites are theathensinsiders.com and greeceinsiders.travel, and this is it's a travel agency. Offering complete travel packages to the whole of Greece, but the way it started and it continues to be the core of the business is also the tours, the themed and tailored tours that we design that are quite special and are based to the interest of each individual particularly.
The tour that I did, I was really interested in the uprisings in the squares that started in Tunisia and went to Egypt and Greece and Spain. And there were just three of us, and our guide was fantastic. And what I loved about Athens Insiders is the guides aren't like, I have this thing I say every time, and this look at here and look at here, and let's stop here at a shop. It wasn't like that at all. It was very thoughtful and intelligent, and as you say, tailored for what I was interested in. It was really special. It was really different than, generic stock, the person that said it a million times, not very heartfelt. So I really felt like being friends with you all.
I'm glad this is the experience you have and this is what you remember because this is exactly what we wanted to and what we want to be doing. We always say that we never want to have a tape and play. It's not a tape.
Right.
It's rather, creating actual connection with our guests and try to be friends at the most possible extent anyway.
What other themes have people requested besides political economic tours?
Well, political economic is a difficult theme. It's not very common, actually. It's more usual to, people are quite interested in the culinary tradition of Greece because it's quite famous, the country, for this. So we have a big selection of different tours and ideas that have to do with food, drinks, wine, beer, spirits. And then art, contemporary art, the street art. Of course, the history and archaeology, this is a section on its own. But even there, even in the standard, sometimes you might think that the Acropolis is a standard, is a must-see. But even there, we try to tailor it because the Acropolis is there for thousands of years. There are many things that happened up there, different eras of the site. So again, we try to tailor it depending on the interests, without, of course, neglecting the must talk topics. For example, I now have a request from a group of people that are really interested in the World War II events. So we'll not go through the ancient history that much, but to the really newer history of the city.
How many employees are there now?
Well, this time is a bit difficult due to the COVID challenge. We have all our employees still in place, thankfully. We have 12 people in the office, and we're 20 altogether with our drivers and guides. And these are our standard employees. Which is quite impressive. I still don't believe it that we have all these people. We started as three a few years ago. So it's great. However, due to the COVID situation, everyone is in suspension right now. But we hope that we will get back.
Where are tourists coming from? What countries now during COVID?
For us, we had a 95% decrease of our work in 2020 because we work mainly with the US market. So even if people wanted to come, they couldn't. We had many German and French travelers during the summer. But again, the season was very limited because the travel ban was lifted quite late in the season. So it was rough for everyone in the tourism business. Thankfully, we have had quite some support from the government and the European Union, some financial support. Businesses didn't have to go down, at least. Not everyone.
Do you find that there are national characteristics, that there may seem like stereotypes, but the Germans are very officious and the Americans are loud and spoiled, or the Brits are polite? I mean, can you say, oh yeah, we're getting this group from this country, we can expect that or not?
Well, over the years of experience, we do see some patterns, but you can never be sure about anything because people are people and they're all different. So it doesn't mean anything that someone is coming from a specific country. There might be a pattern, but we never go by this because before we meet the person.
How did you meet Alex?
Actually, we met at high school. We were friends since, I don't know, 14 years old when we were. But we didn't, we went in a sentimental affair many years later, when we were at our 30s. Until then, we were friends. But in 2009, we went on a trip, a life-changing trip. It was myself, Alex, Natalie, who is our colleague, the third founder of the Insiders, and a couple of other friends. And we went to a road trip in Turkey, Syria, and Jordan. This was a really different trip. And it changed us, it bonded us in a different way, and it also brought me and Alex together.
So when you met him in high school, you thought, oh, he's just, I like him, he's a friend, but there was no particular attraction.
He has to come and tell you the story.
Okay. Okay. All right, we'll come back to that. So what happened on the trip to Turkey and Syria and Jordan that changed the chemistry between you and Alex?
Well, I think that yes, I think it was the right time between us. We were both in a place that I think we were ready for this. It was the right time in our lives. It was also a trip that brought us quite close together and, allowed us to get to know each other in a different level, because it was a challenging experience. It was a trip, a really different trip, especially the Syria part. It was before the war in Syria. All the feelings were.
Magnified.
Yes, that's the word. And there was an attraction that just became stronger and stronger there.
But it wasn't there earlier. You didn't feel that until Syria?
It was, this was coming and going because the story is that when we met, Alex fell in love with me when we were at school. But he's 1 year younger. And this is a big thing in high school, it's not. So now, if he tells you the story, he will say that I was chasing her for 2 years and she wouldn't. So yes, so we became friends, but and I really liked him, but I wouldn't think about
He was
being
like,
together.
he's a baby.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was also the social stigma in my mind. I'm not sure how to. But it kind of wasn't an option for me.
No, I understand. It's like that in high school. Yeah, I understand. And then you went to different universities?
Went, but we continued being friends. We were also together in the Boy Scouts, so we had we spent a lot of time together in the summer time as well. And then at some point, well, Alex, when we grew older, he started being very popular with girls. At some point, when we grew older, we were more to over 20 or something like this. I was feeling attracted to him, but I was a bit afraid because I was sure that he would hurt my feelings at that point, so I never tried. We continued being friends, so there was this bit of back and forward among us. So there had always been something there to the one or the other, but then at some point, the time, was right.
Got it. And neither of you married before. You're both in your first marriage.
Married, yes, but I think that the time was, I mean, it was far better that we came together at this age, because we came after having experiences of other relationships, and this made it possible, I think, because, you know, if we didn't have the experiences, I'm not sure if we would have made it so far.
Mm-hmm. Did having other relationships made you appreciate each other, or what did you learn from those other romances?
For me, at least, I can speak for me. There were many things that I could appreciate, and I could understand more, you know, apart from the feelings, I could also understand, you know, with my mind more solidly what it is that, you know, why I really want to be with this person.
And why was that? How would you spell out what you understood intellectually, why you wanted to be with him, not just attraction?
Well, I realized how many common ground we have together in terms of the way we have grown up. I think that the fact that we have similar political views is also very important. As the years go by, for me, I realize more and more what a good place his heart is.
That's beautiful. Well, were you, when you started Athens Insiders, the business, were you a couple or were you just friends at that point?
We were a couple, but he wasn't in the business at the beginning. He was working in the banking sector in a big corporation, bank, financial things anyway. He was also studying on the same time, so he was a bit over the top with everything. And I was unemployed, so for a few months I just stayed home doing nothing, and then I started, you know, all this. And in the beginning he was, okay, this was something that we had discussed together over our trips, how nice it would be to create something that would show the real Athens to the guests and not only a canned experience. But then when I started with a couple of other friends who were together in the beginning, he was kind of making fun of me, because we were going over every day, we were going out strolling in Athens, checking for all the shops or the restaurants or the, you know, eating a bit, you know. He was like, okay, come on, this is a business or you're just going out with your friends, you know. And I was like, we have to make, you know, to check everything. And anyway, he liked the fact that I was being a bit more active. And it took a couple of years, because it's, you know, it's really difficult. We started from the absolute zero, with a zero amount of money. So it was, everything was, you know, our personal work in the company. But at some point it started to grow, and it started being really difficult. And the people we started with, it was me and other three. The one is Natalie. The other two, well, you know, when it starts to be very... when you start with a vision, it's nice, but when it starts, when this vision starts to be really solid, and when it starts to be very demanding, in terms of personal time and a lot of work. Not everybody want to invest the same in this. So at some point, we ended up being three out of the four, and then we started even having some issues as three. So it was this time when Alex actually stepped in and we had a change. She said, okay, I will be the third so I can help a bit when the other person was leaving. But he still had his own work, so he would just help a little bit. And at some point it started growing and growing. And he took the leap. He left his job. And this was amazing, because this was an amazing support to me. It was a leap of faith, because there was nothing back then. We didn't actually have any revenues. but he believed in it. He said, okay, we'll do it. And it was very, very challenging. This was about at the time that you were here, actually, because we found ourselves in a storm of having a tremendous amount of work, being alone, didn't have any way to hire someone to help or anything like that. And revenue started coming, but this would be reinvested in the business. So for a couple of years, we had almost no income. And it was this was really, really rough. But I don't know, we made it.
I'll say. And then the trouble with being in the same work is it's hard to ever turn it off. I mean, because you could talk about it 24/7 if you let yourself. So do you have, like, at dinner time we don't talk about the business, or how do you organize it?
We were 24/7 all in about the business. At some point I was sleeping, it was 2 o'clock at night, and an email came and he woke me up. He was like, wake up, you have to see this. So yes, there was no off time until the kids came. This was a very, very also difficult for us, because we had to reassess everything, to change the way we were operating, and it took some time. It was a shock for Alex and the rest. Okay, when I left, when I gave birth, because all of a sudden I wasn't there, and my mind wasn't there. And this was a shock for me as well. I was like, where is my mind?
Because you're so tired, right? If you're woken up every 3 hours around the clock, it's hard to think straight.
Yes, it was extremely tired. I was sleepless, but still, I would wake up to do whatever I could do. But yes, now after 3.5 years and 2 kids, at least now we have managed to convince ourselves that we have to have some off time, and this is when we are with the children. When we try not to talk about work, not always feasible.
Do you work from home now, or do you go to the office to work? And if so, who takes care of the kids?
We work from home most of the time since last March. We're very fortunate, because my mother is helping us a lot. The grandmother is, she's great. And we have also a lady helping us a bit, because when we are at, especially due to the lockdown, even if we had to work, The kids, the big ones, couldn't go to school, so we had two of them inside the house, full of energy. Difficult times.
So you have the 3.5-year-old, and how old is the baby?
He's almost 2, actually. He's 21 months now.
I did a book called 50-50 Parenting, or what was in 50-50 Marriage, and one of the men said, having a baby is like getting hit in the head with a golf ball. You know,
yeah.
It's really transformative. Every once in a while, I interviewed a couple who said, oh no, they slept from the first day and it wasn't like a big transformation. But for most of us, just the sleep deprivation alone is like being hit in the head with a golf ball.
Yeah, no. For me, I still cannot, I mean, I was used to being so focused in work for so many hours per day, and now I'm a bit lost because I don't know how to, I mean, I cannot perform as I used to, and I don't know how to do it. I don't know how I will make it. Now, if, you know, because now I hope so. I hope that eventually the business will come back, you know, the work will come back. And then, you know, it's 1 year now we didn't actually have work. There is always something to do, but we didn't have all this, the stress of the, you know, requests and having people here, you know, traveling in Greece.
Are the kids sleeping through the night now?
The big one, yes. The baby, he wakes up a couple of times in the night. But we are in a very, very good phase right now, because at some point they were both waking up all the time. It was, the first year was, you know, rough.
Right. I know what that's like. How do you organize childcare between you and Alex? Like, you know, the hard thing is that mother's nurse, and so they're the natural ones to wake up with the kid every so often hours, and sometimes the dad can sleep. But how have you organized taking care of little ones?
Yeah, well, the night is mine. because of the nursing, I'm still breastfeeding. The truth is that the way what I did and I still do to, you know, to save myself is that we are doing co-sleep with the kids. So, you know, when they were the big one now, no, she's in her room, but you know, until they. She was 2, and then when the baby came, I had them have them in my bed by me. So at least I don't have to, you know, exactly wake up. You know, they just hug them, and you know, they breastfeed and they sleep again. So this is I don't if I had to, you know, bottle feed them, I don't think I would have survived.
Yeah, I tried that, but I couldn't sleep because I was afraid I was going to squish the baby, you know. But I'm glad you made it so you can sleep.
No, I actually did a patent and I kind of made an extension to the bed. So there was far more space and it was, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea. So how do you keep romance alive in the face of the demands of two little kids? Is it possible?
It's coming back. I think that for a period it was almost impossible. But yes, I think that, yeah, now that, you know, I'm a little bit more rested and I'm sleeping better. And the fact that, you know, now the kids, you know, the little one has also grown up, so we're going in a smoother phase. It's easier for us as well. We were planning to have our first weekend away last year, just before COVID arrived. So this is still in the future plans.
Oh, you haven't had it yet.
No. No, because we, you know, we were planning it and then there was a lockdown and then, you know, okay. It was bumpy.
Got it. Are you going to have more kids or two is it?
I think that two is it. I love them. I would have a third. I would gladly have a third if I didn't feel that I'm old. I mean, on the one, they came in the exact right time, at least for the business, because if they had come a few years ago, I don't know if we had ever made it to do what we did with our work. You know, it came by, I mean, it wasn't planned. We were trying to have a kid since years ago, but you know, they came on the right time.
How nice.
Yes, but on the other hand, they came late.
Well, but maybe it's not late. Maybe it's perfect.
It's perfect. But you know, I feel that I don't know if it's a personal, anyway, it's a personal thing, but it really hits me hard when I realize my age, you know, in comparison to their age and how old I'm going to be when they will be at my age, for example. So all this, it hits me. I mean, it's difficult for me to...
You know, what I think about that is chronological age isn't as important as your energy level and health and vitality. And you could have someone who is 40 who would be like they're 50. And you could have someone who's 40 who could be like they're 30. So I think we should throw out chronological age and focus on your health, which is, and your vibrancy, which is top notch.
This is very true. And this is also, I mean, I also feel that I don't have the energy I should have for the kids. I feel that if I were 10 years younger, when I was 10 years younger, I had so much more energy.
Not if you're being waken up throughout the night. I don't care how old you are. If you don't have enough sleep, you don't have the same energy level. My bias is that it's a sleep factor, not an age factor.
I would agree on that, yes, because it gives me a hard time, the lack of sleep.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So, do you want to see what Alex is doing, or he'll just...
Yeah, do you want to have a short break, or just wait?
I can just wait.
Okay, give me a second.
So I met Anthea in 2016, and the interview with her that I did about the uprisings, the political demonstrations, are on my YouTube channel. So you can see her pre-baby and see some of our history. Also on the YouTube channel, I took video of the key political sites that that I was able to video on the tour that one of her people gave, who did a really good job. I don't think he's a guide anymore because he's doing advanced education. Hi. I was just telling them that your previous video is on my YouTube channel.
So I'm hearing Alex still saying a bedtime story.
Oh. Tell him
I'm
to
really
do this.
I'm sorry, because this is, 2 hours after her bedtime.
Yeah, no, I don't. But really, this really works. It, especially if you do it like over their eyes, over their forehead, it puts them to sleep.
I will try it, but I don't want to appear. At this point.
Yes, absolutely. Okay.
But maybe we can have a short break and I can call you back, or you want to continue.
Let's do a short break because I want to have him involved.
Okay. So let me text you as soon as he's...
I don't text, but you could email.
Through the Skype.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.